Can we be critical of pastors for not teaching more on this subject? We're all in this plane, and I frankly don't hear a lot of messages from the pulpit about the final destination. Randy, what do you think?
Well, I have gotten more letters, more emails, had more conversations with pastors who have read the Heaven Book and said yes to one thing in particular that I have said, and that is, I went to a very fine Bible college and a very fine seminary, both Bible-believing evangelical Bible college and seminary, and in neither place did I receive 5 minutes teaching about the new earth,
wow,
the place where we will spend eternity with Christ. And part of the reason for that, and so many pastors have affirmed this back to me, and it makes sense if you think about it, because I've taught at Bible college and seminary myself, and of course, whatever's at the end of the course, so if you're teaching like Hebrews through Revelation, you know, the very end are the final two chapters of the Bible,
mm-hmm,
and those are the ones that really bring it together to new heavens and new earth, even though it's alluded to, of course, in other passages as well. And, you know, we end up spending so much time talking about a pre-tribulation rapture, a post-tribulation, or maybe a mid-tribulation rapture, and, you know, what the millennium and amillennial, premillennial, postmillennial, all that, and then never get to, in an eschatology course, never get to the end, in a Bible course, never get to the end, and in some ways, so many men who and women who have received training in Bible college and seminary simply have never even had this addressed. So I think the first fault, if we're going to talk about fault, that I would, you know, say is Bible colleges and seminaries need to really get on top of this. If they're training men for pastoral ministry, and they're going to be teaching on certain things, naturally you're going to think most and teach most on those things that you yourself have been taught. Now, many pastors have gotten a wake-up call, and they've come to terms with this and have gotten really excited about it. And it's such a blessing for me to receive these, you know, letters from people who are now preaching on this subject and talking about how excited people are about it.